I'm a Canadian. I was born in Fredericton, New Brunswick, and mostly grew up there. Within 2 years of the end of the Second World War. While I was growing up, I heard lots of stories about that war. And when I was a teenager, we were expecting a nuclear war to break out any day. We lived with that shadow over us all the time. We didn't know what it meant, but we knew it was coming. But I have now lived 64 years without personally experiencing war. However, in my life, I've become acutely aware that my lifestyle and that of the other people around me in North America, our lifestyle leads to war and poverty for millions of others on this planet. My great-grandparents and several generations before them were New Brunswick farmers. Although all four of my grandparents left the farm for other occupations, they took with them the lessons of self-sufficiency from the lifestyle that they grew up with. They passed those lessons on to their children. I hope I've passed some of those on to my children. My maternal grandparents were the role models for an integrated socioeconomic life. They died young. My grandfather died before I was born. My grandmother died when I was 3. The modeling happened through my mother and her stories. My mother's father, Alan Menzies, lost one leg at the hip from a logging accident when he was a teenager. He figured out how to design the first artificial limb that could be attached at the hip. And he went on to create a business making artificial limbs for other people and spent his whole life in that business in Fredericton, New Brunswick. He did that during the Depression and the Second World War years. And he often had to accept payment in fruits and vegetables and meat and fish and other necessities of life. My grandmother, Margaret Stewart, fed and housed his clients, sometimes for weeks, while they were being fitted with their new limbs and learning how to use them. These grandparents raised 5 children, doing much with little and wasting nothing. My mother, Phyllis Menzies, raised 4 children on the very low incomes that were paid to teachers and social workers in the mid-20th century. In so many ways, she was my role model for that. We were never hungry, but we never ate steak or fancy cheese or imported fruits or drank alcoholic beverages. We lived on the edge of town in a nice house that my parents maintained and repaired themselves. We took our vacations in a tent, and we never ate in restaurants. When I was a child, I was keenly aware of economic disparity between my family and the families of my friends. We couldn't afford to buy things like record players and bicycles and memberships in the YMCA, which other people around us had. And I didn't want to ask for those things because I felt it would cause grief to my parents. And Although I sensed that we were at some disadvantage, I knew that we had the basic necessities of life. And what was shocking and painful for me was to go to school and discover that some of my schoolmates didn't have the basic necessities of life. I cannot understand why our society was so poorly organized that some people were rich while others were cold and hungry. My family belonged to a Baptist church. I became a member of that church when I was 12 years old. I grew up knowing that God wants justice and equality and simplicity. Those were teachings of Jesus that resonated with me always. I couldn't understand why there was a family in my church that struggled with poverty. Why didn't the rest of us all just share like Jesus taught us to do? When I was a teenager, our church building was redecorated, very expensively redecorated. And I felt that this conflicted with our Christian principles and that I kept having this sense of hypocrisy in the Christian message in the church. And I had this deep need to understand why our churches and our society did not practice Christianity. And I wanted to do something about it. First, I had to find out why. In my mid-20s, I was introduced to Quakers. No fancy buildings. Worship meetings that were designed to discern the will of God. Lots of committees that promoted justice, equality, and simplicity. I had been looking for a spiritual community that tried to follow the teachings of Jesus. And I found it in Halifax in 1973. And I've been deeply involved ever since. My father, Murray Manzer, was a social worker. And while I was growing up, I heard lots and lots of stories about people who were suffering from poverty. And I could recognize that I was very fortunate, even though my material status didn't quite measure up to my peers. When I entered university at the age of 17, I had a big question.